Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off the daily editorials today with a company update from US Gold Corp, traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol USAU. I'm chatting with Ed Carr. He is the founder of the company. Now, Ed, the news that we're following up on was released May 4th. It is the announcement of the 2021 summer field season program at the CK Gold Project. This is in Wyoming. Now, last time I had you on the show, we were chatting about the Maggie Creek Project, which has a drill program underway, the CK Gold Project. This is a much more advanced project that already has a PEA out, and the company is progressing through the PFS, which is due in the very near term. Let's start here then, Ed. What type of work needs to happen still until that PFS can come out?
Yeah, Corey, we're really excited about the CK Gold Project in Wyoming. Been working very, very hard on this under the leadership of George B. So we think we're very much on track to have our PFS, the pre-feasibility study, done and out by the end of June. So just in, you know, a little less than 2 weeks' time from now. We are filling in the gaps with some of the remaining geological studies, engineering, metallurgy for the PFS. And then ultimately, there will be the economics and a brand new resource report. So it's going to be a really, really exciting time for us. We are expecting a very positive, very robust document. And if that's the case, our intention is to push as hard and as fast as we can this summer into a full feasibility study. We want to have a bankable feasibility study done by the end of this year, have it out, you know, the end of this year or potentially early next year.
So Ed, just remind everybody where the resource stands at the CK Gold Project and also give us any insights. Do you see increasing this resource in the near term timing with either the PFS or when you go into the bankable feasibility?
Yeah, so if you look at our historic PEA and you look at the amount of ounces they show there, overall MII measured, indicated, and inferred, the PEA showed about 1.1 million ounces of gold and 300 million pounds of copper. So the good news is we really expect a lot of ounces in the PFS to move into the proven and probable category. So that'll be exciting for us, you know, as a U.S. company. So much, much better handled geologically on the overall deposit. The PEA made certain assumptions, a little bit of grade smearing, and we think we've got much better, much more quality ounces. We'll probably have, you know, 95% of the resource or so within the pit limits. So that's exciting. I don't know if the overall magnitude of the resource is going to increase, but I think the important point is, you know, these will be much, much better ounces moving up to the proven and probable category, very high degree of certainty for the future mine plan. And then going into a full bankable feasibility study, you know, that's where we really want to improve the economics dramatically and get very, very tight to push it into production.
Okay. And that continues to be the focus there, is continuing to de-risk and move towards some sort of construction and production. What about expansion opportunities then in terms of where you could see some new discoveries or simply the expansion of the resource? Any kind of low-hanging fruit here?
Yeah, there really is. We've got a couple different areas that are very much of interest to us right now. Number one, the Copper King deposit, as we know, is still open at depth. If you go back and look at our December 2021 drill results that we put out right at the end of last year, a couple of our metallurgical holes, we showed that, you know, they ended at about a 600-foot TD, you know, depth, and they ended in 2 grams per ton. So we know the deposit is open. The reason we stopped these holes intentionally at around the 600-foot range was because that's about the confines of the pit limit within the PEA. That will change a little, obviously, going into the PFS and the full feasibility study. But we do know this deposit's open at depth. So that's blue sky upside right there. And the second area is down to the southeast. We know the deposit is potentially open down to the southeast. We've got about 2,900 feet of untested strike. It does seem, Corey, like the deposit dips down a little as it moves to the southeast. So that we'll have to just look at What do the grades look like? How much overburden is there? How much does this dip down? Because obviously there'll be an economic point where if it dips down too much, it just won't make economic sense in a future open pit mine plan.
So, Ed, one other aspect that I want you to outline deals with any issues or the work that you need to do as you move forward with de-risking a project. Outside of drilling and proving out the resource, more stuff like metallurgical testing or environmental studies or mine planning, where should investors be paying attention to, and where do you see some of the maybe speed bumps along the way that you guys need to sort out?
Yeah, we're in great shape right now. We really are. And I'll tell you, you know, having a leader at the helm like George B. has just been amazing. You know, with his experience, 40-year career, putting some of the biggest projects into production around the world, you know, George really has the technical pedigree to push us forward. And when we started our work program last summer, George and his team actually went well beyond the confines of a normal PFS. So September of last year, of 2020, we initiated all of the environmental baseline and water monitoring studies. We're going to need 12 months worth of data before we can file our mine plan permit. So we will have that by the end of September now, 2021. So our intention is pushing this project forward to the full bankable feasibility study. We'll have all the environmental, all of the baseline data. We're doing a lot of work on hydrology, geochemistry. We're exploring that because one of our future options, Corey, could be, this is going to be an open pit operation, as you know, and we are looking at the potential in the future to have this open pit become a future potential water storage facility for the greater Cheyenne area. So we've got to finish that, you know, geochemistry, water sampling and monitoring. But this could be an open pit lake, and water is a huge issue out in the western part of the United States. If that's the case, then we wouldn't have to backfill the pit. Those economics could flow right to the bottom line in the feasibility study. And even our non-mineralized material, there is a big industrial granite quarry just about 2.5 miles south of us. And they're in the aggregate business, you know, they would love to get our waste rock, and that could be another potential revenue source for us. So there's a lot of upside and real interesting things on this project going forward. As far as the speed bumps, we're not really seeing a lot right now. You know, Wyoming as a jurisdiction, we're on all state of Wyoming ground. So the recent press release we put out on Tuesday, May 4th, you know, talked about how we're non-jurisdictional for U.S. federal government agencies. There's no BLM involvement. There's no EPA involvement. There's no U.S. Army Corps of Engineer involvement. So we are only regulated by the state authorities in Cheyenne. We believe that'll be about a 12-month process to get our mine plan permit approved. So if we file that application by the end of this year, 2021, we could potentially have an approved mine plan permit in hand by the end of 2022. There's going to be a pretty simple, easy facility. It will produce a gold copper concentrate by flotation, probably with a gravity circuit. So it's about, you know, 12 months to build out that facility. So that could happen in 2023. And if all the planets align, we could have this project into production in 2024. So it's a great state, and I think that's a real upside when you look at, you know, other timelines of companies that have projects on U.S. federal government ground.
It'll be interesting to see, too, what the PFS shows and then even that bankable feasibility study. Update us then quickly on how much costs you guys have budgeted for the Summerfield program and also what it's going to cost to move through the PFS compared to where you stand cash-wise.
Yeah, we're putting the final numbers together right now. So the first thing we'll need to see are the official recommendations out of the PFS. But we anticipate having a decent, robust 2021 summer field season. And this is just a guess, definitely a forward-looking statement right now off the top of my head. But, you know, we're probably going to be in the $3.5 to $4 million range. That'll include, obviously, a lot of drilling for resource expansion, geotechnical studies, you know, pit slope stability, more hydrology, certainly more metallurgy, and we really want to tighten up that resource, you know, on this mine plan going into the full feasibility. So $3.5 to $4 million budget. As far as our cash, you know, we've got about $13.5 to $14 million in cash in the company today. We have no debt, so we have plenty of funds in our treasury, on our balance sheet, to push this thing all the way through the feasibility study and even into potential production. But I really believe, Corey, when our PFS comes out at the end of June, that we have a potential as a company to really have a massive valuation re-rate. You know, our whole market cap today is around the $75 to $80 million range. And we're looking at a project that, when in the PEA, when they did the economics, they used 1275 gold and 280 copper. And I think everyone knows, you know, gold today's 1815, copper is $4.60. So we'll probably get like 1600, maybe 1650 gold. I bet we get $3.50 copper as commodity input prices in our PFS. So that could translate into a, you know, $400 million plus net present value just at the PFS level. And that number certainly has upside going into the full bankable feasibility. So it's an exciting time for U.S. Gold Corp.
One more point before we wrap this up here then. Ed, give us an update on that Maggie Creek drilling. What we talked about last interview, how is this progressing?
Yeah, going well at Maggie Creek. It really is. We're very excited about that. You know, the target there at Maggie Creek was put together by our chief geologist, Ken Coleman. He's got a lot of experience in Nevada. He's very, very excited. Currently, as of today, we're down to probably 1,500 feet or so, you know, 500 meters of depth in that hole. The hole's looking really good. We are into the lower plate. We have no assays back yet. But, you know, experienced geologists like Ken Coleman, who spent a long time in Nevada, he can visualize that core as it comes off the drill rig. He's pretty excited with what he's been seeing. You know, we've got some of that real nice black sooty looking rock, a lot of brecciation, a lot of alteration. So, you know, the indications or signs are there. Of course, it all comes down to the assay results. And so we are going to be waiting with bated breath. First, we have to finish this hole out. Then we'll ship all those core samples over to the assay labs. We're probably looking about a 2-month turnaround. So when you look at that, you know, maybe end of June into July sometime, I think would be pretty realistic to watch for those Maggie Creek drill results. And man, if we could hit a drill hole there, Corey, get a big discovery hole, that would be exciting, being so close to Newmont's gold quarry mine.
Yeah, we'll follow up as some of that news hits the market. But in the meantime, if anybody has any follow-up questions for Ed regarding anything going on at U.S. Gold Corp, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Ed, I appreciate the update. Thank you, and we'll follow up again soon.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us back, and look forward to keeping you guys posted.